road has told us the story.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
今天我们在你殿中敬拜的时候，求你与我们同在。
May you be with us when we worship you in a temple.
主，让我们的心敞开。
Let us open our hearts.
就像玛利亚说的，我心尊主为大。
As Mary said that my heart exalt our Lord.
我的灵以我的救世主为乐。
And my spirit will rejoice because of our Savior.
因为你做了一件大事。
Because you did great things.
让我能够成为做个蒙福的人。
That I can maybe a blessed woman.
求主帮助我们。
May Lord help us.
今天我们听到这个信息的时候。
While we hear this message today.
我们也愿意接受你做我的君王。
We are willing to receive you as our King.
降生在我的心中。
Born to our hearts.
一生引导我走前面的道路。
Lead our ways, our entire life.
主啊，帮助出口的。
Lord, help the one who speaks for you.
求你用圣灵膏他。
May you anoint him with Holy Spirit.
无用的人能够说出你圣经的话语，招聚人归向你。
And so the useless man can be used to speak the word of God and call people to you.
愿主得着最高的荣耀跟敬拜。
May the Lord be glorified.
这样祷告感谢奉耶稣基督圣名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我刚刚祷告的时候，中间就想起了我们最近呢，几年下来，我72年到这里，到现在，我想圣诞节没有什么多改变，但是改变一点就是他不用这个 Christmas 这个 celebration。
As I prayed, I remember all those Christmas I've been through ever back to year 1972. Not much has changed on the celebration, other than since the word Christmas seems to be forbidden.
因为就是你看到各处的地方商店，它不能说 Christmas celebration 或者说纪念的圣诞节，而是用什么呢 ？Season greeting， 或者是这个在斋节的中间把耶稣 Christ。
When you go to stores and supermarkets, you can see the word Christmas celebration is gone, and what's there is just seasonal greetings.
我们如果把这样子的新趋向一直下去，我们不知道我们圣诞节过的时候是做什么。
And following this trend, we won't know what we are doing at Christmas.
我们必须记得，我们信主的人，我们所敬拜的中心。Christmas 就是敬拜那个生在马槽中间的救赎主耶稣基督。
As Christians, we need to know that the theme of the Christmas is to worship the newborn King.
奇妙圣婴的降生。
A wonderful holy child is born.
我有三点可以与大家交通的。
I will share 3 points.
第一点就是说，你们如果看 Bulletin 的话，里面有写，我觉得决定说这是。父神奇妙救赎的计划。
First point, it is God's wonderful plan.
神已经在创世以前把这个事情已经安排好了。
God has arranged all these before the creation of the world.
这是神爱世人的一个最高的表现。
This is the highest manifestation of God's love.
所以约翰福音3:16讲，神爱世人。甚至将他的独生子赐给我们，叫他去信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that in John 3:16 recorded that God so loved the world that gave his only Son to them, so that whoever believes him should not perish but have eternal life.
这是神智慧的这种主宰的掌权中间的奇妙的计划。
This shows God's wonderful wisdom.
他把这时间。地点人物都在主前800年以前或者是7世纪的时候借着先知都讲出来了。
800 years before the birth of Jesus, and he already ordained the place, the time, and the person.
我们看到第一点的话，他的出生的时候在以赛亚书7:14这里讲说，因此主自己给我们一个兆头，就是有童女怀孕 生子你给他起名叫以马内利。
As for his birth, recorded in Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and will call his name Emmanuel.
所以到第九章的时候，以赛亚九章六节，他就讲这样子写着说，因有一子为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权担在他的肩上，他的名称为奇妙测试，永在的君，永在的父，和平的君。
Isaiah 9:6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
而且这个孩子要从大卫他底下一个叫大卫的后裔中间出来。
And this child will be called descendant of David.
所以这一点的话，我们读到这个的时候，我就想起我们在国外或者是台湾的时候，石班比较大的时候，他就宣告这样子的时候，我们心中非常的激动，就讲到就唱弥赛亚歌曲的时候，就是 For a child is born 啊，里面我们讲。For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. 你看，唱那个弥赛亚歌曲非常振奋，在讲到说 ，And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace.这个我们刚刚已经刚刚念过了，那种在振奋的时候，一位姊妹就讲，我们在国内也有啊，在这个时间里面，我们就是因着这一股关系，我们要邀请很多的世人来一起参加聚拜。
While I'm reading all these verses, it reminds me of the exciting moments when we were in a big choir and we think these wonderful verses and with excitement.And this is a wonderful moment that we can invite friends to come.
他说教堂相当大，七点钟的这种演唱会，弥赛亚演唱会，六点钟大门全部关，因为里面坐满了。
It was a big church, and the it's about singing Messiah, and it will start at 7, but at the 6 o'clock, they have to close the door because it's all full.
我们礼拜四晚上也有在这里举行了，我们希望能够请更多人来听这个消息。
We also have a celebration on Thursday night. We want to invite more friends to come.
那门知道耶稣降生了。
That man we know that Christ Jesus was born.
那耶稣生在哪里呢？他也讲了，在弥迦书里面第五章二节说，生在伯利恒。
As for the place, it recorded in Micah 5. It's in the Bethlehem.
就是伯利恒啊，以法他，你在犹大中间虽为小，将来也会从你出来的，他在以色列中间要为我掌权，他的根源从根骨到哪里？从根骨从太初都已经有。所以你讲这个话的时候，是神，唯有神的儿子他才有这个时间跟这个权利。
But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, through you are small among the though you are small among the clans of Judah. Out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origin are from old, from ancient times.
那这个地点讲了时间，这个小孩，这个时间的话，就讲我们刚刚念过加拉太书第四章四五节，这里讲说，既时候满足的时候，神就差遣他的儿子。我娘子所生，而且生在律法之下，要把律法之下的人救出来，叫我们能够得着儿子的名分。
So this is as for time, but when the time has fully come, God sent his son born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under the law, and we might receive the full rights of sons.
时候满足的时候，就是在主的神的计划里面，按照我们世界人的需求，我听见一个传道，主名牧师讲， 这个时候的时候就说，那时候的罗马的军力很大，他已经征服这附近一带的所有的国家。
I remember how a famous preacher said, as for the time, at the moment, Romans have a superior military power.
所以有讲到条条道路通罗马。
So we have the thing that every path will lead to Rome.
交通上面已经预备好传福音了。
There's a preparation as for transportation wise.
希腊文化到了一个高潮。
And the Greek culture reached its peak.
可以写字。写这个四福音传福音的。
And as far as they for it's prepared in the way of the writings can be read all over.
刚刚律法之下。
He was born under the law.
这个旧约里面的这个意思，到主耶稣来的时候，主说这个东西要来一个新的，一个旧的酒要有新酒加进去。
And when our Lord came, he said that all will be renewed, and the new one will be put in a new container.
Yes, 这样子的话，我们就知道说律法不能救人。
And the law cannot save man.
律法反而是定人的罪。
Law only condemns man.
如果你犯罪，罪的结局就是刑罚。
For those who sinned.The punishment is death.
那所有世上的人都犯罪，亏欠神的荣耀，我们没有希望了。
And all have sinned and fall short of glory of God, and we are hopeless.
所以在律法之外，有一个义的方法出来了。
There is a way to righteousness away from the apart from the law.
就是耶稣基督成为中保，因着他的救赎，我们能成为神的儿女。
That's our Lord Jesus Christ becomes the mediator, and through him.That all can be saved.
感谢赞美主。
Thank the Lord.
神的时间、人物、地点，匆匆纷纷的在历史上面，八百多年，我们现在两千多年，都可以清楚的说，这是神的计划。
And we can see clearly that the prophecy according to the birth place, time, and person, 800 years before the birth.
所以，神时候到的时候宣告。
When the time has fully come.
现在宣告。所以他在这个伯利恒的野地里有牧羊的人，在路加福音第二章十节至十二节的时候宣告。
So as for in Luke chapter 2 verse 10 and 12.
那天使对他牧羊的人说，不要害怕，我报告你们一个大喜的信息，今天在大卫城里为你们生了一个救主。
The angel said to them, do not be afraid.I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
就是基督。
That's Christ.
弥赛亚，基督的意思就是弥赛亚，他来了。
The name of Christ is Messiah. He is coming.
你要看见一个婴孩包的布站在马槽里，那就是记号。
This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.
上一次我念的时候，我说用白布包的，冯师母就说你哪一个字在里面有白布啊
？One time I said that wrapped in white cloth, and sister Feng reminded me that word in the Bible says it's white cloth.
而且到了第二次的一个报信息中间不够，还有天军一队跟他一起来宣告。
And one announcement is not enough. There's an entire team of angels. They make the announcement together.
所以他是唱出一首短歌出来说，在至高之处荣耀归给神。
So for this company of angels, they praise the God and singing, Glory to God in the highest.
这是记得，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
And on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.
你们会背吗
？Can you recite this？
来，一起来，我们赞美神，在至高之处，荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。这个是万民的消息，都要接受的时候，你得到了。
This message is for all people. Every one of us shall receive it.
所以在时候满足的时候
，When time is fully come，
为女子所生。
He was born of woman.
这个中间在这个以弗所书里面第一章第几节里面讲到说，
And through Jesus Christ, everything above or above the heaven or the earth will be summed unto Jesus.
感谢赞美主。
Thank the Lord.
这么大一个神所预备的礼物,
and such a great gift that God has prepared now is given to us.
你愿意接受吗?
Are you willing to receive it?
就是大好的消息。
This is a great message.
这是大的救恩呢,送给我们世人。
This is a great salvation.
第三个点,我就讲到说,
the next point.
这是圣灵与人的合作。
This is a wonderful work between the Holy Spirit and man.
有两个人接受了。
Two men accepted.
一个玛利亚,
one is Mary.
一个约瑟,
and one is Joseph.
在当时的时候,
at that time,
玛利亚在拿撒勒一个小村子里,
and Mary was in a small village of Nazareth.
天使来报给他消息,
and the angel came to announce this great message.
路加福音1章28节到30节, 天使对他说, 蒙恩的女子, 我问你安啊, 愿与你同在。
It's in Luke 1:28. The angel answered her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you."
玛利亚惊奇在思察的，这是什么意思？
And Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be.
在一节，一章30到30节，天使对玛利亚说：“玛利亚，你不要怕，你在神的面前已经蒙恩了。” 你还怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。
But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will have a child and give birth to a son, and you are to give his name Jesus."
你要注意他底下的那个很多的权柄要给主耶稣的，就是说他要称为至高者的儿子，主神要把他从大的位的位给他。 他是雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国kingdom没有穷尽。
It will be great, and will be called a son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end.
除了耶稣是神的儿子，有这种权柄之外，连大卫都比不上。
No one apart from Jesus will have this authority.
玛利亚就对天说：“我还没出嫁，怎么有这回事呢？”
And in verse 34, Mary, "How will this be?" Mary said to the angel, "Since I'm a virgin."
天使就加重一种给他信心，就说：“你知道吗？你的表姐伊丽莎白，她年纪大了，她现在已经怀孕了，不能生育了，有6个月的孕妇了。”
And the angel said, "That even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who has said to be barren is in her 6th month.
所以在一章三十几节里面，他加重了一句话，这句话很重要。他说什么呢？因为出于神的话，没有一句不带能力要成就的。
Here in verse 37 said, "For nothing is impossible with God."
玛利亚就说，他谦卑下来。 我是神的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
I'm the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said.
不容易啊。
It's not easy.
你知道这个承接过来的时候，你知道这个Mary面对事实跟律法上的才智。
And you know, when Mary received these words, she's facing the punishment of the culture and the law.
没有这样的女人怀孕了，旧约里面说丈夫可以遗弃她，或者拿石头把她打死。
And she's not married yet, and according to the law, that her husband or other people can stone her to death.
在这种情况之下，我们有时候神为了现实他的计划，玛利亚就安静在神面前接受他的所赐给的这些伟大的事情。
And in such kind of situation, Mary humbled herself before the Lord and prepared her heart to fulfill God's will.
所以他就在这边自己就朗诵。 你知道吗? 我们有难处的时候, 虽然是这么难, 有时候我说这个事情对我面子, 对我生命有效, 为什么我要做?
And it's such a difficulty to her. It's just like sometimes for us, we think it's so hard for us to follow the will of God because it's so difficult.
感谢赞美主, 玛利亚用赞美, 喜乐的心把它接受进来。
Thank the Lord that Mary received it with a thankful and grateful heart.
她说我心尊主为大。
And here, Mary said, on verse 46, here Mary said, My soul glorifies the Lord.
我的灵以我的神的救世主为乐。
And my spirit rejoices in God my Savior.
因为他顾念他使女的卑微。 这是46节到50节的吧。
It's 46 to verse 50. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant.
他要, 从今以后, 万代要称为我有福的。
From now on, all generations will call me blessed.
我意思就讲了, 我们就觉得姊妹们很容易蒙福, 她就凭着单纯的信心就接受了, 在赞美中间把这件事情完全的交托给神。
And many times it's easier for sisters to be blessed and just to receive the blessing with a simple faith and to give thanks in a praising heart.
Yeah. 其他两位妇女, 你圣经中间念过的话, 有一个是在这个主耶稣面前听他话, 马大在这个发牢骚的人, 主祝福说,
You remember the other two women recorded in the Bible. One is the sister of Martha. While Martha is busy preparing food for Jesus, and she sits quietly at the feet of Jesus.
他跟玛利亚说，这个你所要的这一福分，听我讲话的话，是没有人能够夺取的。
And Jesus said to Mary that the blessing that you have, nobody can take away.
另外一个妓女的玛利亚。
And another is a harlot, Mary.
报膏油在耶稣头上的。
And who poured the anointment on Jesus' head.
耶稣告诉他说,
And Jesus told her,
以后传福音的时候要纪念这位女人。
And everywhere you share the gospel, you need to remember this woman.
她所做的是为我受钉十字架的纪念。
Because she did a good thing for me in remembering of my cross.
但愿我们有玛利亚的这种心,
Maybe we all have this kind of heart of Mary.
尊主为大,
to glorify the Lord.
把耶稣接到来,
to receive Jesus in the heart.
耶稣住在里面十个月,
Jesus lived in the place for 10
months. The womb for 10 months. 他分享了,
Jesus lived in her womb for 10 months.
第二个人, 我们说, 圣灵是与人合作的时候, 约瑟, 他的未, 未婚夫,
yeah, the second instance of how the Holy Spirit works with men is about Joseph.
约瑟是称为一个义人啊,
and Joseph is called a righteous man.
他可以这样讲, 我做得这么好的, 我的声誉这么高, 我的人品这么好, 我可以照着律法中间的, 我可以把它修掉。
And Joseph had a great reputation, he had a great character. So according to law, he can stone her to death.
但是圣灵在梦中向他告诉他说,
But the Holy Spirit revealed to him in dreams.
玛利亚所怀的孕是圣灵感孕的, 你要把她娶过来。
The child of Mary is of the Holy Spirit. You must marry her.
而且你要给她起名叫耶稣。
You need to give him the name Jesus.
所以耶稣的名字还是天使给了。
So the name of Jesus is given by the angel.
意思要从耶稣, Joshua, 要从罪中把人家救出来。
The word means that he will lead his people out of sin.
我这里就是一个感觉就是, 他这个人真的做到心跟思想一致。
I feel like this man, his heart and his mind is the same, it's in harmony.
天使说你娶的时候, 他就娶了。
And when angel said, go marry this woman, and he did so.
所以我们做丈夫的,
So we who are husbands,
我们在家里面有很多东西难处, 要决定的时候, 你要决定, 你要选择什么。
Many times it's hard to decide what to choose.
你要保护你的妻子。
You need to protect your wife.
你不能伤害她。
You cannot hurt her.
她已经许配给你了。
Because he's engaged to you.
感谢赞美主。
Thank the Lord.
就是在这个和谐里面，圣灵与人配合。
And man coordinate with Holy Spirit in such a harmony.
叫基督从这个童女身上出来。
So that Jesus can be born of a virgin birth.
所以约瑟没有与他同房，时候到了，他就生下主耶稣基督。
So Joseph was not with Mary until Jesus was born.
这是一个很大神学的难题要解决。
There's a very difficult question on theology.
我们都犯了罪。
We've all been sinned.
人救人就是没有罪的主耶稣基督。
But Jesus is without sin.
他是以义代替我们不义的。
He is righteous, and he replaced our unrighteousness.
所以他经过童女生出来。
So he need to go through a virgin birth.
所以他能够一方面、第二方面的，他代表完全的人。
So that he can fully represent a man.
没有罪的人代替有罪的，他是完全的人。他愿意替我们担当我们的罪孽。
A sinless man in place of a sinful man, he is completely without sin.
所以这一点我们要记得很重要。
It's very important that we need to remember.
神成就了救赎的大恩。
God accomplished this great salvation.
所以刚刚我们在查经的时候说，那个异端来说，你们都否认耶稣基督道成肉身。
When we have the Bible study this morning, we read a heresy. And what I'm saying is, if you deny that Jesus Christ is the Word become flesh.
第二个，你否认童贞女生孩子。
If you deny the virgin birth,
我们整个信仰的根基砍掉了。
And this will damage the foundation of faith.
这是神主宰的权柄要做的事。
This is the authority of God's government.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
保罗所以很严肃地告诉我们。
And Paul said seriously.
你知道吗？你们是重价被赎回来的。
Don't you know that you were purchased with a great price?
我们身体就神的殿。
And our body is the temple of God.
我们不能污秽它。
And do not defile it.
你已经是一个童贞女许配给耶稣基督了。
And you are like a virgin engaged to Jesus Christ.
所以我们要好好的保重我们的身体贞洁。所以我们告诉我们的儿女们，这是个非常好的图画。
So it's a very great picture to share with our children.
你保守你的身体贞洁，神也保守一个男孩子的身体贞洁。
Keep your body pure and keep the man's body pure as well.
神要配合你们。
And God will put you two together.
不要长权你自己的身体。
And do not damage your own body.
神要惩罚的。
And there will be a punishment from God.
感谢赞美主。
Thank the Lord.
第二点我们讲过，这个孩子的降生是要有我们人愿意承接这个。
And
让他能够在地上的时候显出神在人间道成肉身。
The birth of this child needs the submission of man on earth.
第三点。
The third point.
这个 wonderful child 降生时乃是因为耶稣基督甘心自己承受这个诫命。
It is the son who willingly accomplished the will of God.
他愿意做成这些事。
He is willing to accomplish these.
他本来是富足的。
He was so rich.
他是天上的王。
He's a king on the heaven.
他降卑成人。
He humbled himself to become a man.
所以我们在腓立比书，我常常听见过去几个礼拜下来讲到，耶稣基督谦卑下来，成为奴仆，有人的形状，不与神为强夺，而且死在十字架上。
And also we remember in the Philippians that they said he's humbled himself to become in the likeness of man and to be a slave.
就是主自己仰望前面的时候就看到那个喜乐希伯来书讲的他就忍受那个羞辱
And he looked for the joys ahead and he forbore the humiliation.
就是在希伯来书12章2节讲的
Just like in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2.
忍受十字架的痛苦以后就坐在神的右边。
And fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfect of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross.
感谢赞美主。
Scoring in exchange and
sat
down at the right hand of the Lord.
那另外的他降世的时候成为baby要长大的时候要救赎我们。
And the second point is that when he became a child and come to this earth to save us.
所以这个的话就是在这个希伯来书第2章14节15节这边讲的。
It's in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14-15.
在儿童既有血肉之体, 他就这样亲自承了血肉之体, 他要拜死那些掌死权的就是魔鬼, 并且释放那一些一生怕死的人。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 and 15. Since the child have flesh and blood, he took share in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death.
好像我们如果没有主的拯救，我们人就白白的死掉。
And without salvation of the Lord, man will die in vain.
死在最终,
die in sin.
而且我们没有盼望,
and we are hopeless.
感谢主, 因着这个婴孩的降生, 主把这个荣耀的盼望加给我们。
Thank the Lord that we have this hope of glory by the birth of this child.
我们看到这个征战已经从创世之前
创世界之前已经有了。 Okay, see, this spiritual war has existed before the foundation of the world.
你记得吗? 在创世纪3章15节这边讲,
in Genesis 3:15,
他说这个女人的后裔跟蛇撒旦的后裔要征战。
And the Lord said, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offsprings and hers.
所以女人后裔生下耶稣以后, 撒旦把他钉十字架咬了他一口。
And we can see that Jesus is offspring of the woman, and the devil, he hurt him on the cross.
所以主耶稣就击打他的头。
And Lord Jesus struck the devil's head.
在十字架上成立的救恩,
and accomplished the salvation on the cross.
得胜, 荣耀坐在父神的右边,
and had a glorious victory and ascended to sit on the right hand on the throne of God.
我把这个一段放在前面的时候, 让这个博士来朝拜圣婴的时候, 有一点很重要的关系。
There's an important relationship with when the Mandras come to worship Jesus.
我们看到这个东方的博士来的时候，这是一个非常有智慧的人。
When the Mandras come, they are wise men from the east.
他们叫 Magi. Magi's wise men的话, 他是学天象的。
And those Magi, they know the astronomy.
他是从可能从波斯或者是阿拉伯半岛那个地方的人, 东方有学问的人。
They may come from Persia or the Arabian Peninsula.
所以他们来的时候到耶路撒冷了, 就问他们说, 我们要寻找那位生下来做犹太王的, 他在哪里?
And when they came to Jerusalem, they asked King Herod, and where is the one who has been born king of the Jews?
我们在东方看见他的心,
we saw his stars in the east.
那个心我们去查的话就是叫做雅各之心啊。
And the star, sometimes we call it star of Jacob.
民数记24章17节里面讲，我们就是记得就好。
And this is recorded in the numbers. 那次是我们, it's truly that star. Eventually, among all stars, it will become the bright morning star.
那是在启示录中间,
in the end of Revelation 22. Thank the Lord. And the star revealed. So that the three wise men came to seek this star.
西利王很紧张说,
so the King Herod was nervous. He said, when the king will be born, tell me and I will find him.
整个城市都紧张起来,
and the entire city was disturbed.
为什么?
Why?
因为我们的主君王降生的时候，他真的征服了全世界。
Because when the king was born, the entire the authority of the heavens was disturbed.
所以阴间的权势他要起来抵挡这位君王要来了。
And the power of the Hades will raise up to resist this king.
这个君王非常暴烈的，他是以东人。
And this Herod king, this King Herod, he's from Edom.
他自己做完的时候，把他的太太、他的儿子、他媳妇都砍到很多了。And
he killed his wife, his son, his daughter-in-law.
感谢赞美主。
Thank the Lord.
他们去找到耶稣的三博士，找到耶稣的时候，他就献上黄金、乳香、木药。And
when the three wise men found Jesus, they offered gold, incense and
myrrh.
Because Jesus was the king they are looking for. But this is a universal king. And the gold represents the crown that a king will wear.
乳香是代表他是要做祭祀，在神面前要献上的祭。
And the incense is representing as what he will offer as a priest.
在新约中间的前面书，你找不到耶稣是祭司。
And you cannot find direct verses saying Jesus is a Christ.
只有在希伯来书中间。
Only in the book of Hebrews.
他那位 最大的祭司就是耶稣基督，已经做成了救赎工作，坐在神的右边为我们代求。He's
the high priest, accomplished the salvation, and sat on the right hand of God on the throne.
木药是给先知膏死的这些，或者是祭司、君王也可以的。And
the myrrh represents he is a prophet, and he will anoint.
感谢神，我们这个君王，这个baby生下来的时候，第三，他要成为不只是犹太人的王，他要成为全世界宇宙的王。When
the Holy Child is born, he's not just a king of the Jews, he's a king of this universe.
我们刚刚讲这个阴间的权势，他要震动的时候要大发脾气。这个三个博士献完了以后。 这个天使在梦中告诉，不要回去告诉这个西利王。
And when he was bound, the power of the Hades was shaken, and they want revenge. And the three wise men, they were told in the dreams by the angel of God, do not return in the same path.
他们就从别的路回去了。
And they went back in a different path.
神在我们的生命中间有很多我们遇到难处、困难，他有指示给我们走一条路，是正确的路。
And many times when we have difficulties in our lives, God has a revelation to us.
西利王看到被这个三个博士愚弄以后，大发脾气。
And the King Herod was so angry when he saw he was fooled by the three wise men.
下令。
And he ordered.
凡是在伯利恒城境内附近两岁以下的小孩，通通给我杀。
And he ordered to kill all the child within 2 years old
Bethlehem。所以我们应该很注意的看见，主耶稣降生的时候，一个传福音工作的这个工人就讲到，他生是为着我们，他死也是为着我们，他复活也是为了我们，他再来也是为着我们，神爱我们这些世人。
When we share gospel, we need to remember that his birth, his death, His resurrection and His second coming are all for us.
所以我们看到博士这样子的举例也是非常合适的。 我们在灾难的时候，我们要从这一层投到那一层。
And just like what happened on the three wise men, when and there's disasters, we need to flee from one city to another.
我今天也是一个挑战。
It's also a challenge to me.
我们在这金融起伏的时间,
in such a financial crisis,
我们的生活非常的动荡。
And our life seems to be shaken a lot.
今天神要说你们要离开那个地方。
And sometimes God says you need to leave that place.
怎么出来?
And how can we get out?
我们只有求神怜悯。
We only can pray for the mercy
神啊,
from the Lord.
求你帮助我离开这股票。
Lord, may you help you to leave this stock.
求你帮助我们离开这些花天酒地的地方。
And help us leave those luxury lifestyle.
帮助我们离开这个黄色世界里面出来。
Help us left this pornography.
从赌场里出来,
and gambling world.
从我们家庭的破碎里面出来,
and help us on our broken family.
我们没有力量,
we do not have the strength.
主已经成为大祭司, 祂能够做我们随时的帮助。
And our Lord has become the high priest and can give us the help on time.
祂从小孩长大一直到长大到三十几岁钉死, 祂知道我们人间的苦处。
From his birth to the age of 30 years, he knew the pain in this human life.
所以我们只管到他面前来向他祷告。
So we just come before him and pray before him.
他是我们随时的帮助。
He is our help on time.
他愿意帮助我们。
He is willing to help.
从这个难处中间,
help us out of the difficulty.
拯救我们出来。
And save us out of it.
只要我们肯,
if only we are willing.
像玛利亚跟约瑟一样,
just like Mary and Joseph,
存一个单纯的心,
have a simple heart.
神说凡是劳苦担重担的, 我愿意进来。
Like God said, this heavy burden, come before me, I'm willing to come in.
我想这个就是我所讲的三个重点, 在这个奇妙的圣灵降生的时候, 这三点是一个非常重要的。
And this is what I want us to remember, these three points according to a wonderful holy child is born.
这个礼物, 第一点是神他已经用他的智慧全备的救恩替我们预备好了,
and this is a gift that is prepared because of God's wonderful plan.
第二点我们必须有神所赐的圣灵合作, 我们才能够得到这个救恩的。
Second point, we must humble and coordinate with the Holy Spirit.
第三点, 主耶稣他自己愿意降下, 成为那个礼物。
And the third point is the Son is willing to accomplish the will of God.
所以圣父, 圣子, 圣灵, 完成了这些的美事。
And the Father, Son, and Spirit together accomplish this wonderful thing.
在佳节的时候, 但愿我们能够回到神起初的爱里面。
In this wonderful festival, let us return to the original love of God.
愿神的爱来吸引我们。
May the love of God attract us.
让我们从这个事实的观景中间, 那个失去的起初的爱, 再回到神给我们最原始的爱来爱他。
If we lost the original love, the love from the beginning, let us return to it.
我想我们最大的心愿就希望我们能够把这个福音传出去。
Our biggest hope is that His gospel may be spread out.
所以牧羊的人听见的时候, 他就照着所吩咐的去找到那婴孩了。
So when the shepherds heard the message, they find the newborn baby according to the instruction.
不是东方来, 照着 新的引导, 那是神的指示里面, 他找到了, 他是有学的。
Not just the three wise men following the instruction of God find the baby.
我们今天问我们自己, 我的心有没有空处来接受这位新的婴孩。
And today we ask ourselves, is there room in our heart to receive this newborn king?
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我也有这个信心。
Let me have this faith.
已经接受的,
those who have believed.
我就把这个消息传播出去,
let us spread the message.
这是关乎万民的,
this is for all the people.
因为今天在伯利恒城里为你们生了救主,
because tonight the king is born in Bethlehem.
但愿神的荣耀能够彰显在我们这里,
and the glory of God may be revealed in here.
我们这时所设计的就是我们下礼拜四的时候 要召聚的一些圣诞节的福音的工作。
What you see here is a scene that we prepare for the drama this Thursday.
等一下会有仔细的报告。
We'll have a more detailed report.
但愿我们都能够来参加，不止自己，要带你的亲友。May
we all come to join, and not only us, but invite more friends to come.
感谢赞美主。
Thank the Lord.
把荣耀归给他。
And may glory be to him.
低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you.
把你最好的儿子耶稣基督送给我们。
You give us your Son Jesus Christ.
主啊, 祂道成肉身了, 住在我们当中。
His word become flesh and dwell among us.
你用你自己的诗歌来描写, 祂如何的做成这些工作。
And these great hymns describes how he accomplished this work.
天使报告佳音的时候,
and when angels announced this great message,
这个诗人做了这样子的一句话,
and there's such a reaction.
基督本有神的形象,
and Christ has the image of God.
基督永世永远的王,
he's the eternal king.
竟在末世从天降,
and he descended to the earth on these last days.
生于童女成人状,
and be of the virgin birth, and be the likeness of man.
神性穿上血肉体,
and in his deity he put on this humanity.
道成肉身和奥秘,
such a mystery that the word became flesh.
甘愿做人同人住,
and willing to become a man and dwell with man.
以马内利是耶稣,
and Jesus, the name Emmanuel.
感谢赞美主。
Thank the Lord. You give us such a wonderful gift.
但愿我们世人都能够用你所教天使所说的在至高之处荣耀归于神。
And we all sing with the angel that glory to be to God in the highest.
在地平安归于他所喜悦的人。
And on earth peace to the one who he loves.
祷告感谢奉耶稣基督圣名。
Praise in, pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主给我们这些的话。 那我们一起起立唱诗歌 607首 Please stand and sing hymn 607.